Welcome. I'm Millie Tanner, and I'm here with Amy Drake today, and I'm so thankful that she has joined us. I'm a licensed counselor at Solace Counseling and Anxiety Center, and today we are going to talk about grief. And Amy has chosen to join us, and she's going to tell us a little bit about her grief journey. And I'm so thankful, Amy, that you're here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's going to be a good podcast today. So I want to just jump in, if that's okay. Mm-hmm. Amy is married to Chris, and she has three beautiful children. And I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about your family, if you want to start that way.
Sure. Yeah, we have my husband and I have been married for 14 years, and our three children are 8, 10, and 12. We have a boy, a girl, and a boy. And this year we've ventured into junior high and all the fun things that that entails. But yeah, we have a sweet little family, and we're just trucking along, trying to keep up with our kids.
That's great. And you may know Amy. She sings. Most Sundays she's on stage and she leads worship. And she has a beautiful voice that she shares with everyone. So I know that's always a blessing to me.
Yeah, it's fun that I get to volunteer. I've been doing that for about almost 22 years now. So,
wow.
Love that I get to volunteer and serve our church that way.
That's great. So Amy, I'd love to start. We're going to talk about grief today. And, you know, Scripture tells us that we don't grieve like those who grieve with no hope. And that really is your story. It's a story of struggle. It's a story of hope. It's a story of faith in the Lord. And so I'd love to open it up and just have you tell us about your loss and some of the specific struggles that you've faced in the area of grief.
Sure. I'll start by saying, too, like, when you're speaking about grief and loss, it's sometimes hard not to tear up. So you may hear that in my voice from time to time. But bear with me. But I mentioned my husband and I've been married for 14 years. And it's very interesting to look back at that time. About a month after we were married, I lost one of my grandparents. And it just kind of started this kind of roller coaster of loss in our lives. In that first 2 years of our marriage, I lost three grandparents, and we miscarried our first child. All those were very tough. And then 8 years ago, my dad passed away unexpectedly after Christmas. He had had an emergency surgery due to an intestinal blockage, so that was an unexpected loss there. And then 2 years ago, my mom passed away unexpectedly after a knee replacement surgery, and she also died a few days after Christmas. Her death in particular was probably one of the hardest that I've had to deal with, because I was in the room holding her when she stopped breathing unexpectedly. The doctors were able to revive her and place her on life support, but then a few weeks later, we had to make the hard choice to remove life support. And a couple of days after that, the doctors removed the machines that were keeping her alive, and she passed away. And I was alone with her when she died.
Amy, I just want to thank you for sharing this. I know it's not easy to talk about, but I think this topic hits all of us in a very personal way. One of the definitions that we use for grief is when life looks different than you thought it would. Mm-hmm. And with that definition, we are grieving lots of losses all the time. Mm-hmm. But your loss, particularly your mom, such a significant loss for you. And it happened in an unexpected way. And it really shook you. It shook your world in a lot of ways. What are some of the struggles that you faced because of her death?
Yeah, I can pinpoint a few things. One of the struggles that's come from my mom's death has been anxiety. I'd never dealt with anxiety before. Some of that may stem just from that traumatic moment when she coded and I was holding her. But I've also dealt with depression just from the intense sadness of really losing both my parents and my kids losing two grandparents. And I also struggle feeling lonely as, you know, two of my biggest cheerleaders in life are now gone. And at times I've even struggled in my faith because, you know, when you hurt so intensely over something, it's hard to understand how God would allow such pain in someone that, you know, he's supposed to love. And so those are, you know, some of the main struggles that I've had.
Could you talk just a little bit about how this affected your family? You mentioned your children losing grandparents. So it's not just your grief, but it's also walking with your kids through their grief.
Absolutely. And I remember my oldest son having a lot of anger because we wouldn't allow him to be in the hospital to see my mother. And that was a decision that I made because I didn't want him to remember those images of what she was going through and just seeing her struggle in her physical body. But, you know, just having those conversations with my kids, why they, you know, wouldn't ever see their grandmother again on this earth. And they were very young when my father passed away. And so they didn't quite understand. They were a little bit older when my mom passed. And so that death in particular was really hard for them as well. And just navigating those conversations. And even for my husband to watch me struggle, you know, I mean, he had a relationship with my mom too. And so for him, you know, he missed my mom also. And so it was difficult for him because he lost her, you know, his mother-in-law, but he knew that, you know, I lost my mom. And so, you know, he really struggled, you know, feeling like, how can I, you know, talk about my pain when my wife is hurting so much more intensely? So, yeah, so just navigating all that has been difficult.
Right. So grieving as a family, mm-hmm. as well as you having your own personal grief journey, that can get complicated. A lot of decisions are being made about what kind of conversations do I have with my kids? How do I help them feel the feelings they feel? How do I explain things to them? Yeah. So none of that is easy. But you just are constantly navigating that and trying to figure out the best way.
Mm-hmm. And even now, I know they still think about things, and so I want to continue that conversation as they get older and start to realize more and more things just about life and death. And
that's a great point. That it does change as they get mm-hmm. older. They may have different questions and different
yes.
conversations.
And I don't want them to be afraid to ask me just because they're scared that mommy might cry or be upset. And so I try to initiate conversations like, "Do you ever think about granny?" And mm-hmm. Or "What do you remember?" And "What do you miss?" And just mm-hmm. trying to, you know, continue those conversations.
What has been the hardest part? If you can put your finger on it, maybe there's a few things that have been particularly difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so admitting that I wasn't dealing with things well was really tough. Admitting that I needed professional help and even for a season, prescription medication to help me, those were all difficult things. The hardest thing that I can vividly remember, you know, in that moment where my mom stopped breathing and how I felt in that moment, those kind of stayed close to me for a long time. The shock of that moment was so traumatic, and many of those images of my mom suffering have been really tough to deal with. I remember like screaming out to God in that moment, in those minutes where she stopped breathing, just to help her breathe. And I really struggled to see God in that moment. I didn't feel his presence and I didn't see him helping. And I felt like I was experiencing the most traumatic and toughest moment of my life. Like I had never needed him more than right then. And it felt like he had abandoned me and my mom. And so as someone who's, you know, been walking with the Lord for a long time, to doubt God's goodness and whether or not he truly loved me was really painful. I felt intense rejection from the Lord, and my faith was really rattled. And so because of that, I struggled a lot with guilt. You know, I thought that if I were really a mature believer, then I wouldn't have questioned God's presence in that moment. I kind of believed this lie that, you know, a mature believer would never doubt what God was doing, that they would just trust him. And, you know, I've even known people who've gone through really hard things, and their responses, you know, have been, you know, responses of hope and God's goodness in the midst of their trial and pointing people to Jesus and even joy. But, you know, I was feeling things about God that felt really icky to me as a Christian. And I remember admitting this to you, Millie, and you just said pretty straightforward, you're angry. And then you said, God can handle it. And we talked about how, you know, God knows that I'm human, and what I had been through was really a big, hard loss, and that his love and grace toward me were secure no matter what I was feeling. And he wasn't going anywhere, and he understands my humanity better than I do, and he wasn't going to stop loving or pursuing me just because I had doubts and anger toward him. And that's been a very healing truth for me. I've really had to put my faith in the truth of who he is, and that he is who he says he is. And even when I don't see it and when I don't feel it, like in that moment, and that is, you know, it's just easier said than done.
Thank you so much for sharing that, because I think anyone who's ever had a really hard, significant loss like you're describing does have doubts in, you know, what do I believe? That brings up all kinds of faith questions and all kinds of emotions. And sometimes when we listen to people tell about their grief, they skip over that part and they just talk about how much they trust the Lord and how good the Lord is. And that is all true, but grief is a journey. And it's a very winding road with a lot of twists and turns and ups and downs. And I think the way that you described that was very beautiful, in that you were angry at times. You were really anxious at times. You had a lot of doubts in the Lord. You were mad at God. And I think the more that we can say that and bring that out as, this is part of grief. This is part of the human. You said something about being human. This is part of the human experience. I think that's going to be healing for a lot of people listening today, to understand your faith story throughout this grieving process. I would love to know what have been some surprising things about grief. What are the things that you thought, oh, well, that's interesting, I wasn't expecting that?
Right.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of times when I've experienced trials in my life, you know, you go through the trial and then you kind of, life kind of gets back to normal. But if you've lost someone important to you, there really is no going back to normal. You know, your normal is probably shattered. And I know for me, my new normal now doesn't have parents. My mom and dad were really important to me and very involved in my life. So them being gone has been life altering. And it takes time to sift through the implications of that. And it takes work to sort out all the different emotions. And sometimes I just haven't felt the energy to work all that out. And but staying in the pain can sometimes seem like an easier choice, but it's not really helpful. You know, we've all heard that saying, you know, time heals all wounds, but I really don't think that it does. I think it just, you know, time can sometimes cover up the wounds, but if you don't really deal with the wounds properly, then the pain is still there, and over time that can be really destructive.
Yeah, I think that's very wise, that time doesn't heal all hurts.
No. Another surprise is that grief has affected me more physically than I expected. And, you know, I suspect that grief's cousin, anxiety, has a little to do with that. but my energy level was incredibly low, especially right after my mom passed away. There were so many decisions and things we had to do, planning the funeral and making arrangements for her home and just different things about her estate. And it just all felt very overwhelming. And so, it really zapped me of my energy. And I just didn't expect physically to have that, you know, that kind of response to grief. And so I remember talking with you about that. You reminded me to just do the next thing and not to think about too many things at one time. And that was helpful. You know, I could decide in the moment if I had the energy to do another thing, and if I didn't, it was okay to rest and that things could wait. And but my energy has come back with time, so that's one thing time has helped with.
You know, grief takes so much emotional energy, and sometimes we don't realize that we only have so much emotional energy each day, and we're used to using all of that in the way that we want. And when we are grieving, you know, about half our emotional energy is just gone just because of the grief that we're carrying. And so we are more tired. We do have more anxiety. Maybe we're not sleeping well at night, or maybe we're not eating in healthy ways. There's just a lot that goes into grief, more than just I feel sad. Right. And I think that you bringing that out is really helpful, that there was a physical toll that the grief took.
Yes, and that is definitely something I did not expect, and had to kind of learn how to manage through that.
And making decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many decisions that we have to make after we've lost someone, or perhaps it's a loss of a job, or, you know, lots of different losses come with a lot of decisions.
Yes.
And the grief takes so much of our emotional energy that then it really becomes difficult to make a lot of the decisions that you need to make.
Yes. And I'm a high capacity person. I'm used to making many decisions, multitasking and getting things done. And so to be in that place where I couldn't do that, I didn't feel like myself, and I really struggled and was frustrated with that, and felt like I was letting people down around me, and that was definitely tough and something I had to, you know, work through and give myself lots of grace and be patient with myself.
Are there some ways that you were able to talk to yourself about that were helpful, just giving yourself more grace?
Yeah, I think just, one thing, I mean, you and I were talking one day, and you said, Amy, I got up today and I didn't have to, you know, close out anybody's bank accounts, and I didn't have to sell anybody else's house. And it was just like reminding myself of the major decisions that I was making, kind of on a daily basis, really. It was just really encouraged me to give myself a break and go, okay, it is a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot to do. It's a lot of, you know, would be a lot for anybody. I mean, you know, selling a house is stressful for anyone. Selling your deceased parents' house, that's got so many other layers added to it. So,
right. So
yeah, and that was just one thing that we had to do that I was dealing with. So,
and you're working with family members, and you're trying to coordinate.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about grief is that life just keeps going on.
Yeah.
And it's almost like you want everybody to stop and to recognize how painful this is and how much pain you have within yourself. Mm-hmm. But the world keeps going.
Yes.
Your kids keep, you know, playing sports, and people are going to church, and people are going to work, and things are expected of you, and there are dirty clothes and meals, and life just goes on and on and on. And sometimes when we're grieving, we wish it would just slow down or stop.
Yes.
And that can be very frustrating, I think.
Absolutely. And, you know, you start to think, well, people are rushing me through my grief, or expecting, you know, things from me. Really, people aren't. Life just goes on. And, to use like a word picture, you know, think about a merry-go-round. It's just the merry-go-round is spinning, and you just got to like run and jump and catch on. But when you're grieving, you're like, I don't have the energy to do that. And so
that's a perfect example.
Can be definitely a tricky thing to navigate.
One thing that I think of when I think of you, Amy, is just gratitude. You're a person who is very thankful. You've always been able to see the good, the gifts that were in this whole journey. What have you learned about the relationship between gratitude and grief?
Great question. You know, I think about 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, it says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." And I really struggled with that verse after my mom died, because I just thought, how could I ever be thankful for what happened to my mom, or for the fact that I now have to live the rest of my life with no parents? You know, I didn't feel thankful. I felt robbed. And I wasn't sure I could ever be thankful for those things, but I feel like God showed me the truth in that verse. I don't think I have to be thankful that these bad things have happened to me, but I can be thankful in my circumstances. And so now I can say I'm thankful for how He's grown my faith in Him through my grief. And I'm thankful that I have wonderful parents who loved me so much, and I have great memories of them. And I'm thankful that my parents will never again suffer pain of any kind. I'm thankful that the loss of my parents has brought me closer to my brothers. I'm thankful for how God provided for my family in the midst of a tough season when I was gone a lot and dealing with my parents' home and things and not able to work. And I'm thankful for many friends and family who loved me and helped me during a time when I was a mess and it was probably awkward and uncomfortable when all I did was cry. I'm thankful for the laughter and funny moments that came from going through my parents' home. And I could just keep going, you know, about those things. But I do think that God knows that when we shift our minds to thanksgiving, even when our circumstances seem unbearable, it does something to our faith. You know, it reminds us that He is working, that He is there, and that there is a purpose in what we're going through. And to me, that's really comforting and healing, and it's really helped me to find joy in the midst of the sorrow.
As we begin to conclude our time together, I would love for you just to take a minute and encourage those that are listening that are maybe at the beginning of their grief journey. What words of wisdom or care would you give someone in that situation?
Well, before I would say, you know, any advice or lessons or things I've learned, I just want to say to someone who's at the beginning of a grief journey that I'm sorry that you have to walk this road. I hope that you know you're loved and that you're not alone. And I hope that you can hold good memories of your loved one close and treasure them always. I have experienced a lot of healing in the past 2 years. Some of the helpful things I've learned is that it's okay to not be okay and to admit it. You know, what you're going through is hard, and it's important to find people in your life that can validate that pain and help you work on finding comfort and healing. One thing that's been helpful for me is talking it out with you, Millie. You've helped me to sift through my feelings, understand them, and learn how to deal with them, and it's also been very validating. I remember you reminding me that what I went through was really hard and traumatic, and you saying that out loud just really helped me to not feel like a crazy person and to fight against that lie that if I were a stronger person, I would be dealing with this better. I've also learned grief isn't a step-by-step process. You can't rush into it, and it can sometimes hit you when you aren't expecting it. One day you may feel like you're doing better, and then the next moment you're a total mess. You have to be patient with yourself, give yourself lots of grace. You know, after my dad passed, I went through a grief share class, and one of the things I learned is that you have to grieve the different roles that the person you've lost has played in your life. You know, for me, I had to grieve even little things like the fact that my childhood pictures no longer hung on anyone's walls. I cry sometimes when I cook my parents' recipes because I can't call them to make sure I have the right measurements to my ingredients, and sometimes I get sad when I plant flowers in my flower bed because it's something I used to do with my dad. It doesn't mean I'm a fragile mess of grief who isn't getting better. It just means I've experienced great losses and I'm human. I have to grieve and walk through those moments as they come, and I don't always see them coming. So I would also say Don't be afraid to be vulnerable with others. There are many people who love you and want to help you or hug you when you need it. You know, it's hard to admit that you need help, but I think community is a gift. And don't be afraid that you're draining people around you. I know that was something I struggled with. But most people recognize that you're going through something hard and would jump at the chance to make you feel better. And lastly, I would just say to read God's word. You'll find comfort there, and you'll need reminders of truth maybe more than you ever have before, as the enemy does not relent on trying to deceive us just because we're hurting. If anything, I think he presses in more because we are vulnerable. And we must let the word of God wash over our thoughts and be our strength in those moments. You know, I still have to choose to believe God's word over the enemy's lies in regards to my mom and what happened to her. But there's a ton more joy in trusting him as opposed to doubting him. It's not always easier, but it's definitely been the more healing alternative.
Thank you so much, Amy, for sharing your story today. I think there are going to be a lot of people that find a lot of healing in your words. And so thank you for giving that gift. We also appreciate our partnership with Grace Community Church making this possible. If you are in the process right now of grieving, and some of the things that Amy said today really, you know, hit you and you can identify with, and you need to talk to someone, there are many people on staff at Grace that would love to sit down and talk with you about your loss. And I know at Solace we have counselors that are ready to walk with you through this. So thank you for being with us today. And Amy, again, thank you so much for giving this gift to us.